Welcome back to Dog Pound Report, and joining us, as he does each and every week, is Andrew Gribble, senior writer for ClevelandBrowns.com. What do you got for us this week, Andrew?
Well, you know, it was a busy week with three big free agent signings, but our best interview had to be with a Brown that fans grew to love last year, and that was Carlos Dansby. Our staff writer, Kevin Jones, talked with him on the phone about Randy Starks in particular. Now, this was an interesting situation. Randy Starks and Carlos Dansby used to play together with the Miami Dolphins. Carlos Dansby made the call right away to Ray Farmer after Randy Starks got released from Miami and said, this is a guy, I don't know if he's in the mix for you guys, but he is a guy that you want on your defense. He's a big guy, can play multiple spots on the defensive line and fits the culture that this team wants to build. Then he makes a call to Randy Starks. He tells him, hey, Cleveland's a place you want to be. It's a place you want to end your career. It makes a lot of sense for you to be here, kind of take command of this defensive line room. And lo and behold, he signs on Tuesday.
What does that say about Carlos and trying to recruit guys to play here? You know, LeBron James does it for the Cavs right now. He didn't do it the first time. He does it this time. You've got a guy who's vested in this team, and he's trying to bring in some help.
And it's only taken 1 year, and really it probably took a little bit less because he was a really vocal leader from the beginning, and players really respect him. He's got a big voice. And, you know, I go back to what he said last year at this time. You know, when he was asked, hey, what would you do with this defense to make it better? He simply said nothing. And we know that's kind of impossible in the NFL. Your players are going to come, players are going to go, but he has so much confidence in Mike Pettine, Jim O'Neill, their system, that he believes that just another year in the system with the same guys who believe it, who buy into to the program, they'll be better, and the defense will be better off next season.
I think that says a lot about what's going on here in Cleveland. Andrew, I saw another piece that you wrote about the role that the defense is growing into. What is your story about that?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty simple. It was just an analysis of what do these two free agent signings mean for the defense going forward, and basically, especially in the secondary with Tremont Williams. You had a very good secondary last year, ranked number one in a number of pass ranking categories, and you lose Buster Skrine, but right away you get a veteran like Tremont Williams stepping right in, shouldn't miss a beat. And not only does that make the cornerback spot short up, but look at what it does for Justin Gilbert, Pierre Desir. Gives them a little bit of a security blanket, but also it can ramp up their motivation and be like, hey, you can still get this spot if you can beat out this veteran. So I think it's good for the secondary that Tremont Williams came in. You don't necessarily haven't seen a replacement for Jabal Sheard yet. I think that's what you'll see upcoming in the draft. But a player like Randy Starks, you add him to the defensive line room, get him in with John Hughes, other players who are recovering from major injuries, Phil Taylor, Armani Bryant. And suddenly you look at a defensive line that was at the center of a run defense that was 32nd in the league. Suddenly it doesn't look so bad. It looks like an encouraging part to build on, and clearly the Browns aren't done to adding to the defense. That's where the draft comes in, but it's a very good start that we saw this week.
Andrew, with the free agents that Ray Farmer's brought in this week, guys 29, 30, 31, in that range, just your thoughts on that, because the way I see it is you're bringing in guys that know the NFL, know how to play this game, and can definitely instill just some of that. This is how we play football, and this is how we play winning football.
You know, and I think that it sends a message to the people that think the Browns are building towards seasons beyond. This team wants to win right now, and these are veterans that can help you win right now while also grooming and developing a lot of younger players. You know, the additions of three players who are over the age of 30, this team's going to have a little bit of a different feel to it from a locker room standpoint, but it's still relatively young. And I think that getting all those voices in the locker room, you're going to have guys lead by example in different styles. I don't see a problem with that. I think it's very good. These guys are on the tail end of their careers, but they want to go out strong. Look what Carlos Dansby and Dante Whitner have done. They really haven't let up much either. And the Browns are firm believers that these players won't either.
Matt, you might be able to add to this too. Tremont Williams, I mean, he's played 8 years in this league. He's only missed the playoffs once. When you bring that Packer ideology of knowing that you're going to go to the playoffs every year, what does that mean? Because he's got it.
Sure, it absolutely. He rubs off on the other players, and it's an expectation that they have. I think it's a great fit, as you mentioned, Carlos Dansby, Dante Whitner. They didn't come here and expect to just lay down and receive a paycheck. They want to win, and they want the resurgence of Cleveland to be a part of their legacy and close their career here. And I can see Tremont Williams in his 3-year deal here with the Cleveland Browns doing the same.
And Carlos Dansby has always talked about how that loss in the Super Bowl to the Steelers stings with him. He lives with it every day. Tremont Williams, with the way his season ended last year, he's going to come in really motivated.
All right, you talked about that loss to the Steelers. Let's talk about the AFC North for a second in free agency. I mean, Haloti Ngata going to Detroit is probably the biggest name out of the AFC North. What's going on in the North in free agency?
Well, you know, it's very stable, and this is kind of reaffirming the message that Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine have said. You know, the key to rebuilding and getting a team at a good level, it doesn't start with free agency. You build through the draft, and that's what a lot of these teams have already done. So the moves were very minimal, but they were important. I think you look at the Bengals. They had a lot of cap room. They re-signed some players, Clint Bowling, Mike Nugent, Ray Maluga, and then they were able to add some pieces to their defense, A.J. Hawk, Mike Johnson. Suddenly their defense is looking a little bit better with that veteran presence, but they didn't make any big splash moves. You didn't see major headlines. You didn't see NFL Network going to Cincinnati to cover their free agency. Pittsburgh Steelers, their biggest move was extending Ben Roethlisberger. That's keep your own, make him happy. Now it looks like Roethlisberger is going to finish his career in Pittsburgh with little drama.
Andrew, what's on ClevelandBrowns.com right now? And I'm sure Dwayne Bowe has got to be right there.
Yeah, wall-to-wall coverage with Dwayne Bowe and any other free agents that may come through the door over the next few weeks. But really, we're going to start shifting our focus toward the draft, breaking it down by position, looking at all the mock drafts, and getting fans ready for all how the Browns will use all 10 of those picks.
All right, Andrew, thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrew. Love reading your stuff, man.
All right, good stuff, ClevelandBrowns.com. All right, the Dog Pound Report rolls on right after this.
Coming up next on Dog Pound Report, lifting weights doesn't cut it in the NFL. And our weekly predictions stay right here.